It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in, I quote, an agitated Europe, unquote. And yeah, that much we know is very true. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Thank you. Very well. Yes, exactly. I am back in a very agitated Europe, and I think we are going to talk this morning primarily about France, who is going through really incredible times. So, as a reminder, since a few weeks already, there have been extremely violent protests in France, mainly in big cities, but also on highways and in schools. Those protesters wear usually a yellow vest, which is what every car has in France in their trunk, because it's mandatory. And it's very symbolic, because all of it began with protesting against a tax on fuel. Now, while it began with a tax on fuel, it basically opened the gate and became something much more powerful, much, much deeper, about all kind of social issues that French workers want to fix. The problem with that is, of course, the violence of those protests. A lot of monuments have been damaged. Shops, windows have been broken. Cars have been burned. That is definitely an image of France that is extremely shocking. But one thing is very important, and it's the fact that a large majority of French people, even the one who didn't protest on the street, were actually supporting this movement. And that made this movement even more powerful. Macron had to take position. At the beginning, he didn't speak openly, because it seems like his own person is irritating people in a way that is very negative. But he did make a speech yesterday, and spoke about the measures that the French government is going to take in order to satisfy the so-called yellow vest. Of course, the first measure is about this fuel tax that is for the moment cancelled. It didn't really say that it's cancelled forever, so there might be some further development on that, but it is for the moment cancelled. It will also take taxes on pensions away, pensions that are less than 2,000 euro. Also allow that bonuses that are given, for example, now at the end of the year, will be given tax-free. Of course, it's not up to him to force people to give bonuses, but he strongly encourage giving bonuses that will be tax-free. Overtime work will not be taxed. There will be also a minimum wage rise of 100 euros as of January 2019 already. So it definitely take a long way, a long list of measures in order to meet the expectation of the Yellow Vest. His speech was a sort of mea culpa. He was acknowledging that he might made mistakes, but he also highlighted that this malaise, this unhappiness that is felt in France at the moment, is a deep one that has been built up upon 40 years, upon really a long, long time, and that while he does take a part of responsibility for this unhappiness, he also wants, in a way, to make sure that it's understood that what he did, he has been in power for a year and a half, I think, 2 years at the most. So all these things that are not working in France, like, for example, villages or suburban areas not being part of anything anymore, felt abandoned. Workers felt abandoned. Mothers felt abandoned. All of this has been building up, and it didn't just happen in the past 2 years. Now, his speech apparently didn't convince much. Now it's a little bit like when you know, a snowball gets rolling. It's difficult to just stop it right there in the middle, and now everything is coming out, and people were saying, for example, as a reaction, that these were only half measures, and that they feel that Macron has got a lot more to give. So they are expecting much more in the sense of taxes on the wealthiest, inheritance taxes. They really want to feel that Macron will take something from the rich to give it to the poor. This is, in a way, very French. I mean, let's not forget, they have an incredible history with the French Revolution that was also based on basically a mass effect after having suffered for years and years. So there is tradition for basically this kind of a revolution, and Macron will have real difficulties to stop what's going on. So some people are saying, let's now see what happens, if all of this is going to be implemented. Let's see if we can get the right to have, for example, referendums. And that's a point I also want to mention. Referendums have not been granted. He didn't really speak about that. He spoke more about a kind of national contract that would be based on research in the provinces, that would be research really close to the people to see what has to be changed socially. Why a referendum? As we know, and I think I'm as a Swiss person always very much for it, because our entire system is based on it, and it does work very well. But this is a system that has been working for years, for many, many, many years. And we saw, for example, the effect of a referendum in England with the Brexit. So to just come up with the idea of referendum, it's a possibility, of course, but it's something that has to be very, very well thought of, because sometimes the consequences, the effect of referendums go in a direction that nobody really expected. And I believe, for example, that if in England this referendum would be made again, chances are that it would be refused. So a referendum done under conditions of anger, that is a very delicate matter, let's put it this way. So this shows in France that maybe there will be many changes, maybe not, but the position of President Emmanuel Macron is extremely difficult at the moment, as he has also to meet some requirement for the protection of the environment. And one thing that is actually also a paradox at the moment is that some protesters were protesting for the sake of the environment. Some protesters were protesting for alleviating the tax on fuel. And some of those people were in interviews saying, we are fighting for the same thing. And I think this shows a little bit the paradox at the moment of this unhappiness, is that while everybody seems to protest, they definitely don't protest for the same thing, as the environmental people would like possibly to have no cars at all. And the yellow vest want to continue to drive their car with whatever it takes to maintain the same price on fuel. So there where all of them meet, it's the general dissatisfaction. And this is what President Macron was trying to address in his speech with his measures. Now, is that going to be enough? That will be seen probably next Saturday, where some more protest will eventually take place.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.